The conference will now begin.
Okay, we're back. Okay, send. We're holding on page 139 of the BRI edition of Likutei Halachos. We're in the middle of Halacha Dalet. So yesterday we were discussing the pasuk, not just that which is written in the Shulchan Aruch, but the pasuk that says Shavisa Hashem LeNegdi Sameh, that I placed God before me always. And Rav Nosson was saying that ability or that inyan of placing a Kaddish Baruch Hu before, you know, your eyes always is an inyan of Hasagas Avakus, of perception of godliness, that every day is broken down to, or in your life is broken down to hundreds and thousands and billions of pieces of Avakus, that every single, that are small little pieces, and each one is like a tiny, tiny piece of a puzzle, which almost you can't even tell that it's anything. It's so small. But yet, each piece is God, is a piece of godliness. And even though every piece, you don't really know what to do with it or what exactly it, what is this, slowly but surely, if you keep to the program and you keep building and keep putting pieces together, it takes days, it takes weeks, it takes months, as you start to learn phrases, right? An example, right? You start to learn phrases and words of Gemara, or even before that. You're just starting to learn. Imagine you're you know, people, many people, 18, 19, 20, 21, they never even learn Aleph Beis. And now they're learning Aleph Beis because they really want to get to learn Gemara. They have to learn the Aleph Beis. Then you have to learn how to read the words together. Then you have to understand what the words mean. Then you have to go to Aramaic and read what the Aramaic was. It's millions and millions and millions of pieces, and it's hard to stay in the program for a long time. But if you do, then you'll be able to reach a very high level of Hasagas Avakus, perceptions of godliness in this world, and you'll be tremendously thankful and happy, and you'll be living in a different reality. So says David HaMelech, Shavisa Hashem LeNegdi Sameh, I'm trying to get to this perception of godliness. How? Because kimimini balemot. Because I know God's on my right side. And if God's on my right side, if he's on the side of chesed, that Hashem wants me to continue on, he loves me, he wants me to continue to build every single moment, even though maybe I, the human being, do not see why this moment is so geschmack or why it's even needed, but God says, I do see why. And you have to keep going. The only way that you're going to continue to build or to reach a level of perception of godliness is if you continue. So that's the side of chesed. So David HaMelech says, the way I got to see a Kaddish Baruch Hu in all places was because I chose to believe in God, that he's on my right side, that he's Hashem's a builder, and he wants to build with me. Therefore, Baal Emot, I won't stumble. Because the second you believe that a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants something from you every single moment, so there's a purpose to my life every single moment. But if you believe that Hashem's on the left side, and only the left side, and he wants to hurt, and he wants to punish me for what I've done, so then you don't believe in any growth. You believe in churban. You believe I have to be very careful every single second, and things are not boring. Things are boring. Things are not geschmack. But if every single piece is another piece of a puzzle, and it's a beautiful puzzle, then there's what to live for every single moment. So it says Rabbi Nelson, page 139, as he continues the pasuk, the next pasuk says, David HaMelech says, Lachain, therefore, Samech libi v'yagel kvodi, therefore my heart is happy, and my kavod is joyous, is elated. So we'll explain like this. Samach libi, my heart is happy. What does that mean? Zibichin is simchas alev, shamita sha'osam. This is talking about the simcha of my heart, says David HaMelech, because of the mitzvahs. Shazibichin is or haponim shabishalosh regalim. This is that my mitzvahs have been injected with the light of the face of godliness that I received by the shalosh regalim. And Klal Yisrael would go up and perceive godliness by the Makom HaMikdash, by seeing the Kohanim by their Avodas, hearing the Levim singing. There was a certain of awareness, awareness, yira, light of the face of God that they felt, that permeated every single mitzvah that they did the rest of the year. Because we said when you have a little mitzvah, and it's not clear, look, another tefillin every single day, like what does it matter? Tefillin is a little bit of a, it's one piece of a bigger puzzle, a benching, tzitzis, learning. It's a little tiny thing. Look, I have so many thousands of days in my life. It's a little tiny piece. What's the point? But that's not true. The truth is that little tefillin is really a Pesach, is an opening to a tremendous amount of Elokus. But when we make things small, and as we've discussed, you have to make a large piece small in order to chew it up and digest it. When you make things small, sometimes it loses its kishmak. Every day, again after daven shacharis, again after daven mincha, again after daven tefillin. But when you understand, as David HaMelech says, that a Kadosh Baruch was building and a Kadosh Baruch was doing the chesed for you, then what you're doing is you're going to the Makom HaMikdash and you're allowing the Elokus to flow through you into every single mitzvah. Every day of tefillin, every single moment of tefillin is I'm building a mikdash. I'm utilizing this piece and that piece, even though each one looks like boring almost, but it's not. It's so not. Each piece is awesome. We have to allow ourselves to be, even though in one level of our reality, we don't believe this, we have to fight against that kfira. You have to fight against that kfira and say, no, even though until now, I'm already now 35 years old and tefillin has been boring for 35 years, it doesn't mean it's boring. I'm wrong. Tomorrow I'm going to wake up with a geschmack and I'm just going to be besimcha and I'm just going to do it like it's supposed to be done. Because I know, Rabbi Nachman said, I know that this piece really has the light of God in it. And that's the samechu, that's the simcha. When a person realizes that every single second of his life is another piece to that puzzle, even though it's 10 billion pieces, but you realize that every second is part of that puzzle. There's a simcha. This is gewaldic. You have a piece of a puzzle. You could paint every single piece of your puzzle black or beautiful colors. You're gonna get a piece because your life is filled with many pieces. Whether you like it or not, you're building a puzzle every single second. But it's your choice. You want the piece to be totally black, and your puzzle at the end of the day is gonna be 500,000 pieces of just a black, just black. There's gonna be a little bit of color here and there, but there's no picture. It's just black. Or do you want it to be a beautiful sunset with a mountain range and a lake and beautiful animals and people learning? I don't know, and Rebbe's sitting there, Shabrangan. That's your choice. How do you want to paint your puzzle? So that's the simcha. When you recognize each piece is so geschmack, you can be the simcha every single mitzvah you do, every single breath you take. Says Rabbi Nelson, Shem Yisham from that place of the Shalosh HaGolim, from the Makom HaMikdash, Chiyas HaMalchus. You give Chiyas, vitality to that Malchus, that little piece. Every little piece is a piece of Malchus. Shibuch Niskavod. When a melech, when a king feels good, that's his covet. He's mechubad. He's honored. The king lives for honor. A king is only a king because he's honored. If the whole kingdom says we don't honor you, then he's not a king. Not that we say we don't call you the king, but if you don't respect, you don't honor this person, he's not a king. But melech also means little pieces. Therefore, my heart is happy. This is the light of the panim, of the face, that comes from the Shalosh HaGolim when we went to the Makom HaMikdash, Aliyah L'Regel. We raise ourselves up. As it says in Mishlech, that's from this, my heart is glad, my heart is happy, and it makes a cheerful face. The light, or you could say that the Simchas HaLev comes from the face. When you recognize that each piece is part of a puzzle, is part of something bigger, you know it's hard. You have to just believe it and go with it. And you don't have das always. I don't know, but just believe. Throw away your das. Go into this mitzvah asleep but awake. Asleep meaning I have a emunah that this is the greatest mitzvah I've ever done. That's what it means to go to sleep. Throw away my das. I don't know. I've done this for 35 years. It doesn't go. That's because you're trying to do it with your das. Throw away your das. You can't use your das over here. Because it's so small. It's too small. Right? Even the Egyptians, by the magic, they couldn't make the little Kenan. Because in human reality, there's things that are just too small that you can't connect to. So therefore, you have to just go to God. So it's only the etzpa lukim. The only finger of God that can make something so small. Yamuna. Too much because of Shem. Like they zev a yadol kavodim. Because of the Leif Sameach, because my heart was glad, therefore, my kavod was elated. Shenim shach simcha v'chiyas ha-malchus shebechin is a kavod. That I was able to draw down that simcha, the simcha saleh that came from the Shalosh HaGolim, into the chiyas to give a vitality to malchus, every single piece of my life, which is the bechin is kavod. But now I feel confident. I have a kavod. I'm a chubad. People who have low self-confidence, we're not enjoying life. Every single moment is dull. Everything is black. They don't want to move on. And the person needs to have some self-respect. So when a person realizes that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to build him, he becomes happy. He starts to connect to the Shalosh HaGolim. That starts to enter into his heart. He starts to feel elated. His moments of life start to mean something. There's meaning to his life. His confidence starts to build. Vayagel kavodi. And then his kavod has a reality. He's self-respected. He has a higher self-confidence. Says, and then when my penis is shaking and dancing and everything in life is gishmak, then even my flesh, my guf, will dwell securely. We're talking about the flesh itself, the guf, that which often fights against the neshama. The nefesh Bahamas versus the nefesh Elokos, the guf versus the neshama. Keep it shilza nivra adam. Because man was created, she vatesh gufo ayde omuvigi b'tarimitzos. Our body is like an animal. If you want your animal to make money at the circus, you need to train it in all types of ways. If you have to shock it, not that we're here, you know, I don't want any PETA, you know, no one to attack me, but if you have to train your animal, sometimes you have to give it food, whatever you have to do to the body, the animal, you got to train it. You have to discipline it. The way that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a discipline is through Torah, is through mitzvahs. If you learn Torah and you do mitzvahs, you can't just do whatever you want. You're bound by certain rules. You can't eat Tarsus. You can't go to McDonald's. You're bound. Hiyadam lamul yulad, says in Eos. Because man was created in this world to serve, to work hard. Amelus, tircha, ze amal Torah. Ze amal and Torah. To work hard and learn Torah. Kemosha amru rabbeinu, chazal saying gemara sanhedrin, that's what the pasuk is talking about. God put us in this world to search, to work hard and toil in learning Torah. A person needs to toil and work hard in Torah, sitting there day and day, utilizing his brain power, utilizing his focus, utilizing his simcha. All these are in yanam of toil, to work hard in your Torah, in your voda, to makadish, to make himself holy, to make himself pure. Kolkach, next page, 140. Until what? What are we trying to purify? My neshama is pure. Torah is pure. So what am I bringing to a pure level? The answer is, what we're trying to do is we're taking to the body, which Kadosh Baruch Hu implants in the body, tovara. The body is made up of good and bad. And every Bahamas is not taking us to a good place. But when you learn Torah properly and you discipline your body, and you allow the light of Elokus to flow within you from the Shalosh HaGolim, you're allowing your body to shed itself of all the tumah and to come to a place of Hasagas Elokus that even the body wants to serve God. And even the body understands that learning Gemara, shaking a lulav, wearing tefillin is more geshmak than having a barbecue. That's a high level. Because although we like learning sometimes, but listen, a barbecue, guy says to you, listen, I have a steak for you right now, or you can learn for 5 minutes. Your choice. Guy's like, I don't know, 5 minutes, like what's the big deal? 5 minutes, but a steak, ooh, what I can do with a steak in 5 minutes, that's something. But when the body mamish is shining with the light of Elokus, he'd rather grab that 5 minutes of Avodas Hashem, Ratzon Hashem, than the greatest, yummiest steak in the world. We should be zochet to that madrega. We should be zochet to that madrega. Have a beautiful day. We'll continue tomorrow.